Cette entrevue vous est présentée par Investissement Renaissance.
My name is Craig Noble. I'm the CIO of Brookfield's Public Securities Group, and I'm based in Chicago. We have a relatively balanced approach to our portfolio construction right now. I think the overall macro environment is pretty good. We've got low growth, low interest rates, which I expect will stay very low for a long time, and no real concerns about inflation. Of course, this could change over time, but I do expect these tailwinds for real assets will stay in place for a prolonged period of time, several years. However, while things look attractive on average across the real assets universe, the market has become a lot more bifurcated over the last few years compared with what we've previously experienced. We've recently come through a period where some really powerful investment trends have been impacting the markets. It's included things like U.S. dollar strength, weak commodity prices, not just oil, but most commodities. Value investing has been dramatically out of favor, while momentum factors have really ruled the day. Interest rates have defied most predictions and have stayed low or even gone negative in some markets. And also ETF and programmed investing has really been driving stock prices. So these trends have led to a very bifurcated market where things look somewhat normal on average, but there are large pockets that look either very inexpensive or other pockets that look very rich within the real asset security space. I'd say that the market today is even more bifurcated than we've seen in the past. For example, Hong Kong real estate stocks look pretty interesting right now, large discounts to fair value and good assets. Within the infrastructure space, some of the European airport and toll road companies look interesting. Some select emerging market transportation companies also look pretty attractive despite some of the local economic challenges. Also, many companies within the energy infrastructure space look very compelling. Many of them simply got too cheap several months ago, and we used that opportunity to increase our holdings. On the expensive side, this gets into the question of where are there risks in the market. I think much of that relates to interest rates. U.S. utilities, for example, are trading well above all-time highs as investors have been buying anything with a yield. And many of these companies, while they're well-run, they're good assets, many of them, the valuations have simply gotten too expensive. There's some pockets within the real estate markets where there's some specific companies that also have gotten expensive. Now, if interest rates go dramatically lower or even negative in the U.S., then these bond proxies will run even further. My base case, however, is that interest rates will stay low for the long time. They have some room to move higher, and that overall, the real asset space is going to continue to perform very, very well. And now these comments are really specific to the public security space, where we're looking at not just fair value and fundamental value, but what's implied in the stock prices today.